I don't have a lot to say today. As I think most of you know, players are meeting beginning tonight and continuing tomorrow morning. We obviously have a lot of work to do to go over precisely where we are with all the players that are now expected to be present, which includes our negotiating committee and executive board, but far more players will be there than that. Today, the players made a new proposal, which we hope addressed a number of concerns that the clubs have raised. They made a responsive proposal. It obviously has to be studied. We hope they're going to be studying our proposal further too. It is too early to say whether or not this is going to represent any meaningful progress. That remains to be seen. I'm not going to categorize the proposals further except to say that our proposal was made with the same principles that we have always had in mind. Those are that we didn't see any reason, given the 7 years of record revenue growth and the enormous concessions the players made the last time, to have an absolute reduction in player salaries. They are prepared to have their share, if you will, fall over time as revenues grow. That we hope to partner with the large revenue teams in terms of providing whatever assistance to franchises may be called for, generally under the rubric of revenue share. So what we're going to be doing is we need to go back to the office, finish our preparations for meetings, which begin in just a couple of hours now. We'll be going over all of this with players, not only everything that's happened after over the last 2 to 3 weeks, but obviously what transpired today. And at the moment, I don't have anything further to say.
Can you make that proposal now in hopes of trying to spark talks to get a deal done by the next few days?
You always make a proposal in the hopes that it's going to provide some sort of a framework which will allow you to get a deal done. As I've said many times, it's one day at a time. Today's another day. Hopefully, in retrospect, this will prove to be a positive day. If it doesn't, maybe tomorrow will be, or the next day, or next week, or whenever that happens.
The fact that they made a counter proposal to the one he submitted today, does that mean they were willing to budge in terms of absolute salary reduction?
I'm not going to characterize it. I think we made a proposal consistent with our principles, and I think that Gary's likely to say they've been very consistent with
it.
Not formally, no, but the expectation is that if not before, we'll talk after the owners' meeting ends tomorrow. We have lots of time for our meetings between tonight and tomorrow morning for as long as it goes. I think theirs is early afternoon until mid afternoon.
Yeah. Would you characterize the meetings without it?
Don't know yet. As I said, we're not in a position to make a judgment as to whether this is going to be better. I have to wait and see.
Today, significantly different than your previous proposal?
I'm not going to characterize it beyond what I've said. It was consistent with our principles, as I've outlined. Yes,
I know you didn't want to get into specifics, but did they respond?
You're going to ask me anyway.
No. Did they respond to your proposal, or did they just go back to their original proposal and tweak that? I mean, you offered something based on...
I'm not going to characterize it beyond saying that we made a proposal, and they listened to it, considered it, made a proposal.
Just how, you know, critical is this juncture right now, with just, you know, a matter of days?
Look, every day is in some sense more important than the last one. The commissioner has indicated that the lockout may begin if no agreement is reached. We take him at his word, as we have for the better part of a year. And so in that sense, it is. On the other hand, you can only make a deal when people are ready to make a deal. You take it one day at a time.
But what are you hoping to accomplish with the filing in Quebec that you guys released today?
Oh, it's, look, the players don't want to see hockey interrupted. We believe that under Quebec law, a lockout would not be appropriate and would not be legal, so we're asserting that position. You know, we would like to think that that's consistent with the interests of the fans and eventually consistent with the interests of the owners, but we'll let the legal proceedings take care of themselves.
What benefit would you provide for the legal in one
mean that, it would mean that a lockout would not be effective in that market.
Are you?
How does that, would, how would that help the other 29 markets that are locked in?
You can, one day at a time, and if you can, one place at a time. That's what I can tell you.
Doug,
yes?
Are you entertaining the possibility of filing anything with the NLRB here domestically?
If we entertain that or actually do that, you'll know. But I, I'm not going to comment on any legal options, which may or may not be on the consideration.
Doug, are you considering their panel proposal today, or is it their study you're proposing?
Well, obviously, what we do and what I hope they do is you evaluate everything that transpired and you think about it and you talk about it.
The more cost, what are you considering what they
I'm not going to characterize it beyond what I've said.
The more cause for optimism, right?
I'm not going to characterize it beyond what I've said. As I've indicated, I don't know yet whether this is going to lead to anything, and I'm not prepared to say.
Don, in addressing the players tonight, will you be discussing the possibility of playing players choosing to play overseas?
First of all, we don't discuss what occurs in internal meetings. I don't discuss conversations with players. Having said that, you can assume that it is likely, time and discussion permitting, that any and all matters which would be relevant to the current circumstances will come.
But are both proposals just on core economics, or have you touched, are they comprehensive?
That I can answer is yes, they're on core economics.
So put up free agency, arbitration, contract length.
I'm not going to go beyond that.
Any plans meeting at this point? How did you leave that with them?
We left it that we have our internal meetings, they have theirs, and we'll be in touch. You shouldn't infer from that anything one way or another.
Did you, I mean, I know there have been some informal talks, so were they expecting a proposal today, and in turn, did they, as a result, have one prepared?
I don't know whether it was prepared ahead of time. I have to talk to them.
So it wasn't on the top of the list.
You'll have to talk to them about that. Okay? Thanks very much.
Thanks.